On your way to your destiny, one of the things that your enemies will do is set traps for you. Yes, your enemies will set dangerous traps for you. What do you do when your enemies have set traps for you? Open your Bibles to Psalms 57 and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of messages out of the book of Psalms. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to Psalms 57 as we take a look in the book.
Now open up the Word of God to the book of Psalms. That's the middle book of the Bible, the book of Psalms. Psalms 57. Psalms 57. Psalms 57. When you find it, say, I got it. Psalms 57, beginning with verse number 1. And it reads like this. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that perform all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me into the mist, whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psalteries and harps. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Yes. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. I want to talk this morning on the subject, when the enemy has dug a pit for you. When the enemy has dug a pit for you. High five somebody and tell them the pastor going to talk about when the enemy has dug a pit for you. I'm going to need your prayers this morning. Amen. We're going to be talking about in the pit. Amen. When the enemy has dug a pit for you. I want to look this morning at another Psalm of David. And what I want you to notice as we've been going through these Psalms is how David is turning all of his trials, all of his troubles, all of his tribulations into prayers and songs. Regardless what he's going through, David took out his pen and paper and he turned it either into a prayer or a song. Oh, that's preaching material right there. Somebody ought to be turning their trials, their tribulations, whatever you're going through, you ought to get a prayer out of that. Sometimes I think God even put us in situations so that we can talk to him a little bit more. How many of you know a lot of times when you are living hound the hog, you know what I'm talking about, when I'm, you know when you got plenty of money in the pocket, money in the bank, I mean, all the bills is taken care of and everything. I mean, you're riding good, sleeping good. A lot of time your prayer life goes down. Sometimes it takes going through something where you got more bills than money. Sometimes it takes the money acting funny in order for us to pray. And that's what David, he turns all of his trials, all of his troubles, all of his situations into either a prayer or song. That's what the book of Psalms is all about. And as you go through these Psalms, David wrote over half of them. We got 150 of them. And David wrote either from 75 to 100 of these Psalms. And he turned them all either into a prayer or a song. And I want to look at another one of these songs. This is a song here, but it starts out with the prayer. And I want you to see three things this morning from this particular song. First of all, I want you to see the prayer. The prayer. Yes, he starts out with a prayer. Look at what he says in verse number one. He says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me." Now, I don't know about you, but that's a good way to pray right there. I done learned something this morning. If you didn't learn nothing else, amen. That's, if you don't know what to say in your prayer, just say, "Be merciful to me. Have mercy." That ought to fit for everybody. You know why? Because we ain't done all that God done told us to do. Yeah, and then we was hard-headed and done some things he told us not to do. So that's why that prayer ought to apply to all of us sitting up in the house of the Lord. All of us ought to be able to say, "Be merciful unto me, O God." Yeah, yeah, yeah. And David says, "For my soul trust in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed, till my troubles are gone." David is going through some right now. And David sees himself just like a little chick, a little bitty. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I say a bitty? A baby chicken. I'm from the country. We call them baby chicken bitties, little bitties. David sees himself as a little chick, and he says that I need to take refuge up under your wings. See, a little baby chick, what is his defense? What is the baby chick defense? The baby chick don't really have no defense on its own. If a dog get at a little baby chick, he's in trouble. If a cat get after a little baby chick, a duck or something get after a baby chick, that baby chick is in trouble. The only defense that baby chick got, he got to run right quick and get up under the mama's wings. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the only defense that little baby chick got. And that's how David see himself. David say, Lord, you got to spread your wings out and let me get up under your wings here until this trouble pass. Sometimes you have to tell God, let me come in. I need to come close to you, God. I got to get close to you and hide me from this trouble. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got some danger out here, and I need you to hide. Sometimes you have to ask God to hide me, Lord. They hit me, Lord. And I need you to hide me till the trouble pass. And David says, I will cry under God Most High, the highest God. Well, that's who you need to talk to. Amen. I know they got some little fake gods out there, but you need to talk to the real high God. Unto God that performs all things for me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm about to shout in the house of the Lord, because that's preaching material right there. Amen. Listen, people will let you down. Yeah, yeah. Listen. Go get the biggest job you want to, that pays you the most if you want to. Go on over there to Frito-Lay. Go on to Xerox. Go on to General Motors. Go and let them pay you that big salary. But there will come a day that Mr. Frito-Lay can't just take care of all of your business. Xerox can't do it all. General Motors can't do it all. Yeah, go on, single, go and get married if you want to. And find you a woman. Find you a bad mamma jamma if you want to. Find you a Hercules if you want to. But you're going to find that even Hercules and your bad mamma jamma will let you down every now and then. I don't care who you get. Get you somebody even on that. No, don't get somebody on the side. I don't even want to go with that. Somebody may take me too serious this morning and say, I heard the preacher say, you can get somebody on the side. No, you can't. Let me be perfectly clear up in the house of the Lord. Why is that? Because can't nobody fulfill every one of your needs. Only God can supply all your needs. Only God. That's what David is talking about. He says, I'm going to cry unto God. It could be you depressed this morning because you trying to call somebody else and they ain't picking up their cell phone because they see caller ID. You need to call God and he'll answer you. David says he shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. That is a note to the musician there. This is a high note. Yeah, this is a high note in this song. We're going to bring this up, take this up to the next level. That's what he's saying. Because what he just said took it up to the next level. Because look at the confidence that he's showing in this prayer. He shall. He didn't say he might. I hope. He said, he didn't say maybe. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Got a double bow coming here. Mercy and truth showing up. Lord have mercy. That's showing confidence. Ooh, I'm trying to hold it back this morning, but I'm about ready to shout up in the house of the Lord. This is showing a lot of confidence in his prayer. I think one of the reasons we don't get our prayers answered, we ain't showing no confidence. See, the Bible says, if you lack even wisdom, let him ask of God, and God will give it to you, unbraided yet not. But let him ask in faith for a double-minded man. Is unstable in all his ways. And don't even let him think that he's going to get anything from the Lord. Because you ain't asking in faith. You got to ask in faith. When you ask for it, believe that you're going to receive it. Don't. In other words, don't be wasting God's time if you don't believe you're going to get this thing. Listen, listen, listen. If you're praying for rain, take your umbrella with you. If you're praying for food, go wash your hand and set the table. If you're praying for some school clothes, clean your closet out and make room for them new school clothes. You're praying for a car, then go clean out your garage for that new car. All I'm saying is, if you is praying for it, then believe that you're going to receive it. Oh, I believe that if you do believe, then you will receive. Oh, so we see David's prayer. But I want you to see number two, the problem. Can we look at the problem? Because see, the problem is what motivated him to pray. Look here at verse number 4. He says, my soul is among lions. He's calling the enemy lions. I mean, they acting like lions. Boy, he needed to pray, didn't he? My soul is among lions. Lord have mercy. I want to do have any brothers and sisters that is dealing with folks that's mean as lions. They are like the king of the jungle. They'll tear you to pieces. David says, and I lie even among them that are set on fire. David said, when I go to bed at night, they out there. They all around me. I mean, and they are so angry with me, they about to burn up. That's what he means when he said, and I lie even among them that are set on fire. I mean, they about to burn up. They so mad at me. It's hard to sleep like that then, ain't it? Lord have mercy. You remember David said that when you got God in your life, though, he prepares the table before you. In the presence of the enemy. See, even though the enemy is out there, you still got to eat and you still got to sleep. Lord have mercy. David says, whose teeth are spears and arrows. and their tongue a sharp sword. He's looking at the weapons of their warfare, their sharp teeth and spears and arrow, something that's going, bow and arrow can kill you physically. But their tongue is like a sharp sword. They can kill you and cut you spiritually. I don't know who put that story out. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words never hurt me. That was a lie straight from hell. Words can tie you up. Some folks still hadn't got over what somebody said to them when they was a child. And they getting ready to start receiving retirement. Because words hurt. Lord have mercy. Words can tear you down, but words can pick you up. Yeah, I'll never forget one time I was upset and I was getting ready to go tell somebody something. Mama said, Timmy, be careful. Because you can say something and it'll hurt that person so and it'll scar them for life. You got to be careful with words. It'll scar a person for life. But look at verse number 6. David says, they has prepared a net for my steps. They at him, y'all. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me. Into the midst whereof they are falling themselves. Selah, that's a high note. They at him, so. They out there, they digging pits. You know, they would go dig a pit. And then they would put a net over the pit. Then they would put some scrawl and stuff over it. And kind of disguise it. Amen. Y'all watched Tarzan growing up. You saw that on Tarzan, how they used to do that. Amen. And when the enemy would run out, they would... didn't know that that was a trap. And they would hit that pit and fall right in the pit. David says, I'm here in the cave. David is in the cave hiding. But he's watching them digging pits out there for him. Yeah, he see what they going through. And see, David was in a cave. How do I know he was in a cave? Because when you go back up there to your subscription, you're heading. It says when he fled from Saul in a cave. So David is here in the cave. But the thing is, we really don't know exactly which cave it was. Yeah, it just said when he fled from Saul in the cave. And I was trying to figure out which one of them caves it was, because a lot of theologians say it could have been at the cave of Adullam over there in 1 Samuel chapter 22. In 1 Samuel 22, David was running there from Saul, and he ran into the cave of Adullam. And there was a lot of men that was upset with Saul, and they started leaving the camp of Saul, and they came over there to David. And the scripture says those that was discontent and those that was distressed and those that was in debt. And so about 400 men came over there. And so now David has got him an army. And so some of the theologians said that that was an answer to prayer right there in verse 3 where David said, he shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach. God was raising up him an army. He sent him some help. But I don't know. I don't think it was at that. But it could be. I don't know. But a lot of theologians said it could have been.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.